This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. Well, live relative to you, I suppose. I mean, we're live as well, but it's all pre-recorded because we are off-site at Pork Fest at Rogers Campground. You can still get up here for Pork Fest. It is lasting until July the 4th. As I understand it, the Porcupine Freedom Festival is sold out, and Rogers Campground is sold out until the end of the Porcupine Freedom Festival. But there's still plenty of time for you to get up here for Pork Fest, which is June the 28th through July the 4th. And
hang out with us.
Yeah. Benjamin, you said that you're staying through July the 4th. Is that correct? Pork Fest last year was amazing. It had a very different vibe than the Porcupine Freedom Festival did, but the vibe of the Porcupine Freedom Festival this year is significantly closer to Pork Fest of last year as well. I mean, last year, the festival was decentralized. The campground was decentralized again, and people could come and go as they wanted. But this year, it's a little bit beyond that. It's just, you don't see the park rangers driving around at all. I don't think they even have them this year.
Oh, they have them, yeah.
Okay.
So I heard.
Well, I still haven't seen them.
Yeah.
But we're here with Benjamin Schaefer of Goldback. And we're talking about ways that, you know, we can secure our currency and keep ourselves prosperous. And gold is one of the best ways of doing that. Gold, silver, anything of actual value. And
in fact, if you look back in time, over thousands of years, gold has been the most stable currency. The rise and fall of empires has not affected the stable value of gold, and that continues to this day.
Right. I mean, they've called it the currency of kings, and they've always, you know, the governments and kings have always wanted to collect it for themselves.
Is this why you just bought some gold backs?
I did.
Intergalactic Space King.
I am Intergalactic Space King, and there can't be a king without gold.
Crown and everything. I'm amazed people aren't here taking pictures.
They're calling me Your Majesty, too.
Oh,
I just want to make that clear.
Well, you're not Your Majesty. You're His Majesty Intergalactic Space King.
Well, I mean, you know, you got to shorten it up. That's a little too long. Too many syllables.
Okay.
So, King Mark is fine.
Yes, my liege.
So, one of the things that, for me, about gold as a currency is that governments can't inflate it to fight their wars. Here's a really important analogy that I make to people.
Well, they did historically inflate it.
They did. They tried their best, but it's not like people didn't know when they clipped coins and made pot metal. So, real quick, in 1941, the United States began a campaign to buy war bonds. Maybe it was 42, they began a campaign. Buy war bonds. Help us support our boys in green out there fighting the bad guys and all that stuff.
Sure.
In 2003, when asked what should we, the American public, do to support the war effort in Iraq, George Bush said, go shopping. Something fundamentally happened, and everybody can see it. All you have to do is understand those two facts, buy war bonds and go shopping. Something fundamentally happened to the currency, and what that thing was the Bretton Woods Accords. And that means that there is no backing to our currency, and Fort Knox, whether it has gold or not, that gold isn't backing your currency.
That's right. The thing with gold, keeping its value over time, is the idea that you have to have that value in your hand. You're talking about clipping coins. You talk about fractional reserve banking. What they end up doing is they'll issue more notes, more coupons, essentially,
yep,
for that gold than there is gold. The difference with the gold back is the gold back has a set weight and purity of gold. It's in your hand. It's not backed somewhere else. Calling it the gold back is just a bit of a play on words that way.
Yeah, because it's the green back. It's the gold back. Yeah.
Right. But in this case, it's actually not just backed by gold. It is the gold. It's in your hand. And that can't just be inflated away.
Yep.
Because that value is guaranteed by the fact that it is actually a certain purity and weight. Now, the way that people want to fund their wars or create, manipulate currencies, they can only do that if they can control the amount of gold that you can actually get for that currency or the amount that you have. Goldbacks are completely decentralized in that sense. If you have one in your hand, you are a node or a bank, essentially, because you have the value in your pocket.
It's the truth. And
it's hard to understate the value of that, that you know, no one can take that from you without physically robbing you.
Sure.
But the government is regularly using inflation to rob you.
Especially in the last 2 years. They are really using inflation to rob the value, to dilute the value of the currency that you have. Whether you want to call it, it's not robbery, ladies and gentlemen. You, every time you choose to use the United States Federal Reserve note, you opt into a system where wealthy bankers take your money. Whether you don't have to like it.
And
you opted into it.
And
sorry.
There's no limit on this anymore. You know, initially the fractional reserve system, it was horrible, but they were at least capped by the 10% reserve requirement. Well, the COVID-19 pandemic got rid of that.
Yep.
There is no reserve requirement anymore.
The crazy conspiracy theorists suggest that the COVID-19 pandemic was a plandemic to cover that information up.
And with the money supply going through the roof, those dollars are just worth less and less. And so you might think, oh, well, I've stuffed the mattress with all this money, or I've got something in my pocket. And guess what? It's not worth what it used to be.
Yeah.
A lot of people don't realize that. And a lot of people, terrifyingly, still believe that the USD is backed by gold. Like, at my other job, people still came up to me and was like, well, why would I want to buy a gold back or buy Bitcoin? I mean, my USD is backed by gold, right? No, you poor thing, it's not.
No.
It's backed by the good faith and credit of the United States government. I don't know about you, but they don't have much credit with me, and I don't have very much faith in them.
And basically, that just means it's reputational money. The more you trust them, the more you think it's worth. And that's it, because it's actually not worth anything. It really is just paper. It literally isn't worth the paper it's printed on, unless you think it is. Money becomes this fiction. You know, like, what is money really? We keep thinking that money is a thing I own. It's an asset. Well, in this case, fiat money is a fiction. Something we all subscribe to. If you subscribe to that system, if you want to buy in and go along with their system, what you're saying is I'll play the game with you.
Yep.
I'll pretend this is worth
something. I'll play your game where you set the rules, you change them anytime you want, you rob me anytime you want. I'll play that game. God bless America.
I mean, it's just like Monopoly, right, where the banker ultimately controls all of the money. And what's amazing to me is I pulled up a picture the other night to show it to some of my coworkers. They had never realized how USD has become identical to Monopoly money. Like, the fives are now pink, the tens are now yellows. It's not fun, it's horrifying. And people don't even realize that. I'm like, look, that money that you're carrying around, that you're staking your entire life on, it is Monopoly money.
Yeah, and one of the things at Goldback that I constantly have to deal with is people say, oh, well, that's one gold dollar, right? So
yeah.
I can get a one gold back for $1. And I say, sorry, no. A gold back is worth about $4 right now. Why? Because the dollar's worth less and less.
I forgive these people. I mean, you know, as information becomes more and more and more fractionalized over time, we can only be experts in smaller and smaller areas. And a dollar, you know, was a Dutch term describing a measurement of amount of silver. So, you know, we're being systematically, the system is set up so that you believe that there's real things backing dollars and the dollars are real and these sorts of things. And you said it exactly right. It's a fiction that we all opt into. And there's nothing wrong with that. I mean,
well, there's plenty wrong with that. The fiction that we opt into is going to drop bombs on the Middle East, is funding the drug war, is just creating all sorts of havoc around the world and here in the United States.
Yep. But if United States voters have shown anything about their own true colors, they care only about what that politician does for them, not what they do to other people.
At the same time, that is only a short-term fix or a short-term solution, because, you know, if you read the political philosophers, life, liberty, and property. Without freedom in life, liberty, and property, you're going to have your freedoms infringed in every field. It affects every other field. So, you know, if you allow them to manipulate your property by manipulating your currency, your life, the life that you've spent being paid an hourly wage, that's being robbed from you. You're losing property and life now. And what is that? That's going to be your freedom.
Benjamin,
well,
goldback.com, how do people get involved?
Yep. Well, goldback.com is a great place to get started. There are many different vendors that sell goldbacks. Any place that sells gold, places like JM Bullion, Finest Known.
Now, what if I was like a Mississippi resident and I wanted to see a Mississippi goldback?
You can sponsor a goldback series for your own state. Now, it's a big investment, but what you can do is, we buy gold with the money that you give us, we print the goldbacks for your state, and you take delivery at a later date. That means that what you're doing is you're making an investment, and we can give you a yield, gold on gold, not denominated in dollars, where we deliver to you more gold backs than your initial purchase. This makes it possible for us to make the new state, bring freedom, free money to your state, but also it gives us you the chance to make a fairly reasonable return because of the exchange rate being so much higher than gold right now.
Amazing. And where can people go to learn more?
You can go to goldback.com. You can call us or email us anytime.
That's goldback.com. Thank you so much for joining us.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live. coming to you live from ForkFest 2021. It is Mark with you, and today I've got with me a double interview. It's the good folks from Float.app. Go ahead and introduce yourselves.
I am Kingsley Edwards.
And I am Aaron Edwards.
And, yeah, you guys were married not too long ago.
That's right.
Jackalope.
Yep. Jackalope Freedom Festival.
Almost a year.
What was what's the website for Jackalope?
Jack? Good question.
Yeah.
You look up Jackalope Freedom Festival, it'll pop up.
Yeah.
Right. Use the search engine, people. So, you guys are known for your technology Float, and you've been having these Float festivals. Well, first tell me about Float real quick.
Yeah, sure. So Float is a crypto social network without the big tech censorship. And, yeah, last March we threw the first Float Fest, which was great. We threw it in the middle of Texas. Aaron put it together within, like, what was it, 60 days or something crazy.
Yeah, I'm
like
really
that.
Good at throwing festivals on a time crunch.
We had Del Bigtree, Sam Tripoli, 300 RVers, tenors, campers join us, bunch of merchants. And we're looking forward to the next one. Yeah.
That's so great. And what, so Float is kind of like, dare I say, YouTube, but it's decentralized.
So it's actually like all the best parts of existing big tech social media platforms kind of merged in one.
Okay.
So we have like a Patreon feature where you can subscribe to exclusive content using cryptocurrency. You can upload video, audio, long form posts, short form posts. So it's Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, Patreon, kind of all in one.
We have live streaming. We have every account comes with a crypto wallet. Right now we support BTC, but we are adding our own token and support for Ethereum and other currencies coming down the line. And a big part of what we're doing is connecting people on the social network side, but then also creating peer-to-peer payment channels in a real-world use case for cryptocurrency by integrating cryptocurrency. So whenever you send a tip or you subscribe to someone or you pay for anything on Float, there's no intermediary. It's peer-to-peer. Here and we don't take a cut.
Well, let me ask you this. If I were to, say, drop some Bitcoin on Float, and I need to spell that because it's spelled oddly, F-L-O-T-E, float.app, A-P-P.
Right.
If I were to do that, do I have to pay the transaction fee in order to give, say, a 25-cent tip to somebody on the platform?
So, yes, this is why we're adding
our own token
coming up, which we're excited about. That's actually modeled after Bitcoin as far as the emission schedule. And we noticed like last year after the halving event in May that Bitcoin transaction prices and speed is just, way too high and way too slow.
Yep.
So we're actually integrating our own token. We're using a second layer solution on Ethereum Polygon, so that there's basically going to be fast and free transactions.
Mm-hmm.
Very good. And I know that you guys are very interested in a subject that is near and dear to my heart. A man named Ross Ulbricht was incarcerated, I don't know, maybe 8 years ago. It's been quite some time, for running a website, a dark web website called Silk Road. Now, the most that they can claim this guy did, the most they convicted him of, was selling some mushrooms on the internet. And while we can say that selling mushrooms is illegal in the United States, it's not worth a double life sentence.
Plus 40 years.
Plus 40 years, right? Like, so this, they sentenced the judge who was appointed under Obama at the behest of Chuck Schumer, who said, we're going to take down Bitcoin and we're going to take down Silk Road, basically made an example out of this person, which, by the way, is wildly unconstitutional. Sentencing one person so that other people don't do something is sentencing a whole bunch of people at once, and the Constitution's very clear that you need to sentence a person for the crimes they commit. And the crimes that Russ Ulbricht committed was running a website, which I guess is a crime or something, not, and maybe sold some mushrooms, whatever. I know you guys are working on this. Please tell me, basically, we went through all the appeals processes. They begged Donald Trump. I told Donald, I declared on the air multiple times, Donald Trump, I will vote for you if you pardon Ross Ulbricht. And I know that I know that I know that he heard that message. And he didn't do anything about it. What's the next step?
Yeah.
Well, We actually heard that he did do something about it.
Okay.
And he, Ross was up for, you know, being pardoned.
Yeah.
And basically the DOJ dragged their feet.
Oh.
Until the very possible last second until Trump was thrown out of office.
I see.
But still, you're president, you have all the power, you know.
He could have written it on a cocktail napkin.
Right. Yeah.
So who
yeah.
knows?
So, yeah, you don't know where, you know, he falls.
Sure.
Unfortunately.
Forget about the constitutionalities. It's, you know, it's just inhumane. I mean,
absolutely.
Come on, like, give me a break. Like, no one can really agree with this.
Right.
So, yeah, this is an issue that's, like, really, you know, close to me in particular, but really us. But my father's been serving, now he's on his 28th year for nonviolent crime. Less than $800 with the cocaine from 1993 in Florida.
With 30 more years on
it. Is it a state crime?
Yeah.
Yeah. Expect that from Florida.
It's
yeah.
crazy.
Come on vacation, leave on probation, return on extradition.
So now if you were to do that, you know, you might get a year or two or something like that.
Yeah.
But now it was the three strikes rule. It was like right after the cocaine cowboys type of thing in Florida. So here we are. And,
60
you know,
years.
So this is where
for
Lynn
an
and I...
Or for $850 worth of cocaine.
So this is, you know, something that really connected Lynn and us, and so we listened to Ross's speech from Bitcoin 2021. Did you hear it?
No, I haven't.
But I know it's very powerful.
I wanted to get it. It's,
yeah.
You know, the guy's really going through some interesting spiritual and mental psychological changes in prison. I think it's fascinating to watch.
Yeah,
if there's anything that you do today, make sure you go on Bitcoin Magazine's YouTube channel and find Ross's speech and watch it.
Yeah.
It's
so
powerful.
It's like 25
Ross
minutes.
Ulbricht's speech, Bitcoin Magazine.
He called in from prison, and he actually was thrown in the shoe for doing the speech.
That's the special something unit.
The mole, right?
Yeah.
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 It's the prison within the prison.
It's confinement.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, just listening to Ross, you know, he in it he talks about how...
By the way, they threw into confinement a guy who gave an uplifting and speech to people and who is spending his free time in prison tutoring other inmates and teaching them how to read.
Terrible person, I know, a monster. Right?
Needs to be separated away from society.
Yeah. Yeah. Gosh, this is terrible.
So
these prison guards with their wife swapping, low pay jobs, driving around and rusted out, whatever. Ugh.
Yeah,
horrible.
So we listened to the speech, and it just in it he talks about how he, you know, he regrets what he did. He was young, he was naive. He apologizes for any negative sentiment that you know was brought onto the Bitcoin industry, the crypto industry because
from
of what
Silk
he did.
Road. Yeah,
yeah. But he also says, you know, I'm proud of where the movement's going, and hey, we're changing the global economy.
On top of that, let's not forget how many people's lives he saved and how many sort of bodily injuries he prevented. With drugs being available on the internet, I have some news for you, ladies and gentlemen. Whether or not you make drugs illegal, people will still buy them. Now, I'm not advocating for the purchase of drugs. I'm simply saying that they're going to buy them whether you like it or not.
Right.
And if they buy them on the internet, they don't get clocked over the head with a tire iron for the contents of their wallet in the worst section of town.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
That means that Ross Ulbricht saved your sons and daughters from terrible outcomes. And frankly, the guy should get a medal and be let out of prison.
And I guarantee there's probably a bigger market with drugs inside prisons because of all the guards that bring that stuff in.
Float.app, can you guys sit with me one more segment?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Free Talk Live.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
U.S.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Senate Republicans have blocked Democrats sweeping elections and ethics reform bill in a 50-50 party line vote. Regarding the bill, Senate Minority Leader from Kentucky Mitch McConnell calling it,
it's a recipe for undermining confidence in our elections, for remaking our entire system of government to suit the preferences of one far end of the political spectrum.
Meantime, Senate Majority Leader from New York, Chuck Schumer, says something needs to be done to secure our elections.
So in state after state, Republicans are reducing polling hours and locations and the number of drop boxes so that Americans have a harder time finding the time, place, and manner to vote.
President Biden's goal of having 70% of all American adults be partially vaccinated by the July 4th holiday will not be happening. You're listening to USA Radio News. Iran's new president is saying thanks but no thanks to a meeting with President Biden.
Iran's president-elect has rejected the possibility of meeting with President Biden. Ebrahim Raisi added that the United States is obligated to lift all oppressive sanctions against Iran. President Biden's State Department called Iran's elections anything but fair. State Department spokesperson Ned Price.
Our Iran policy is designed to advance U.S. interests, and that is regardless of who is chosen as Iran's president in a process that we consider to be pre-manufactured. This was not a free and fair election process.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Home prices are climbing to a record high. The National Association of Realtors saying the median price for an existing home topped $350,000 in May, which is a 23.6% jump over May of 2020. USA Radio News.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure, jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live, coming to you, well, live to tape from ForkFest. ForkFest is, well, a camping festival for people who love liberty in northern New Hampshire. You can go to forkfest.party and check it out. That's fork, as in the thing you eat with, fest.party. My name's Mark Edge, and I host Free Talk Live. And today I have with me Aaron and Kingsley from float.app. And besides float.app being this great alternative social media platform for people who love cryptocurrencies and hopefully everybody else soon, and you can find that at float.app, we're also talking about Ross Ulbricht. This is the Dread Pirate Roberts from Silk Road. And Silk Road is this old website that ran for maybe a year on the dark web, where people could buy and sell anything they want without government regulation. What did that result in? It resulted in drugs, ladies and gentlemen. It turns out people wanted to sell drugs when there was no government regulation on the internet. And Ross Ulbricht was the webmaster of this website, so they gave him 2 life sentences plus 40 years. Mm. Like, end of story. That's what they did. And I am amazed.
Reasonable.
Yeah, I'm amazed by this, and I would love to see Ross be free, but I don't know how that's going to happen. At this point, we've gone past what was my last hope, which was Donald Trump giving Ross a pardon. All the normal legal avenues for appeals have been exhausted, and I haven't talked to Lynn Ulbricht, Ross's mother, since that occurred. And I'm wondering, I know you guys are deeply and intimately involved, I'm wondering, where do we go from here? What's going to happen?
Yeah, so we listened to the raw speech, and then through that, I wept like a little baby because of my father's situation, yeah. And I can really, you know, understand where he was coming from.
And you can hear that in the last segment if you go right to archives.freetalklive.com.
So we decided to start the Float Foundation, and really, I mean, what this world needs, and you know, specifically this country, and the freest, you know, country in the world, quote unquote, we have what, the highest prison population in the world.
Yeah, by a long shot.
So we need, I mean, honestly, we need a peaceful abolitionist movement for the freeing of these nonviolent incarcerated individuals. As far as the violent people, like, hey, have your way with them, whatever, right. You know.
It's not the fight that I would want to have is, you know, the violent folks. It's the fight I want to have is, you know, people who have not harmed anyone.
Right.
But there's no victim.
Exactly.
Now, and I'm not talking about imaginary victims like all of society was harmed, or people are like, well, they could have done a better job with their children. Look, if he was a drug addict or she was a drug addict, she was going to be a crappy parent anyway. And I have nothing to do with, like whether she did or he did heroin, pointless.
Mm.
They were going to be a bad parent to begin with.
Right.
So we're starting
the Flip Foundation. It's not officially announced yet. But yeah, we'd love to talk about it. And the idea is that, you know, I've been through so many strategies now with my father. We're still working on a few to get him his release. He was supposed to, the governor was supposed to make a decision on my birthday last September, said he needed
this
more time.
DeSantis?
Yeah.
Yes, DeSantis. Which, you know, DeSantis seems to be doing some decent things in Florida, which is
He's
great.
He's not my least favorite governor in Florida,
tell
you.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
But I wouldn't want a Republican making a decision on whether or not my dad got out of prison.
Right, exactly. And also the leading Democrat of the Clemency Board is the one that's promoting,
pushing
for my father's
release.
Yeah.
Okay.
So there's this whole like political
that's running
thing
against him in the government.
Sure.
Race,
sure. So there's this whole political game that's being played here with a man's life on the line, with many.
But DeSantis could undercut his opponent simply by releasing your father. Then whammo, bammo. There's this important.
Yeah. You would think,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
So September 23rd last year. Michael's file showed up in front of DeSantis, and he said, okay, I need 2 weeks to review this. And we never got an answer. We called
like
multiple times. You know, if you call the government's governor's office in Florida, they just treat you like you're just crap on a stick.
You should try a letter. Would be my recommendation.
Oh, man, we've sent easily hundreds, right? I mean, between us and so many other people on his behalf.
We have a petition that has over 10,000 signatures. We have all the local support of the local media. I mean, basically anyone that we have local politician supports. We have the prosecuting attorney, his support.
Yeah.
You know, we have, like, everybody saying, like, it doesn't make any sense, you know,
right.
Similar to Ross's case. So
where's the website for them?
FreeMichaelNow.org.
FreeMichaelNow.org.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay, great. Please go on with Russ and activities there.
Yeah. So now it's getting to a point where it's like, okay, well, we're running out of strategies, you know, similar to Ross. Ross's situation, and I think like kind of the last strategy that we have is to do you know, kind of a boots on the ground approach with peaceful protests both at the prison and at the Capitol or wherever necessary. And so what we're doing is we're raising funds, we're hiring professional organizers that also are aligned with
Barack
us.
Obama, thank God.
Yes, exactly.
He's getting involved. Are you bringing him in from Nantucket?
Yes.
Martha's Vineyard, wherever it is.
Yes, we can.
Yes, we can. And spend millions of dollars on a former organizer
and drone bomb.
But we need, I believe that we need basically a presence. We need them to know that we're here. They need to know that we're watching. They need to know that what they're doing is the wrong thing. Then that goes everyone from the prison guard to the politician. And we need to paint the story and get the media involved, the local media involved. We need to get all of our, you know, liberty minded content creators involved, and to paint the story of, hey, like, not really a negative. Hey, you know, politician, you suck and you're not doing the right thing, blah, blah. More of like, hey, you can do the right thing. You can reunite these families. We can make a story out of this. We can get you elected, reelected, whatever you want. We can help you with donations. But we need to do the right thing. And the time is now, because no one agrees with what's going on in the criminal justice system. And it's absolutely
very
ridiculous.
Very few do.
Yeah.
I mean, like, the most you'll get is cynicism, which is, well, you can't change this. And
right.
They may very well be right. I have no answer.
Mm-hmm.
But you have to try something. Nobody likes it. Nobody says, oh, yeah, it's a really great idea to lock up somebody who never harmed anyone for two life sentences.
Yeah.
And I think it's worth pointing out that the state, actually it was the U.S. attorney, in this circumstance lied about Ross and said that he had put a hit out on people, assassination.
Which was just a rumor they introduced in the courtroom.
That's all it was.
That's all it was. He wasn't convicted.
Allegedly.
Nothing was ever proved. You know, it was just enough to...
No evidence was ever presented.
Right.
No. There was never a trial. There was nothing. It's not like he was acquitted of it.
Right.
They simply... he was found not guilty because we didn't have enough evidence. There was no evidence.
Right.
It was just wild accusations made by people who knew they had no other way to sentence somebody who was dealing mushrooms and running a website to two life sentences plus 40 years.
It was just emotionally charged enough, I think, to sway the judge's decision.
And if this is the first time you're hearing about Ross, and you're like, well, he can broke the law or whatever, that's fine. Ross has been in prison for 8 years.
Right.
And if he committed a crime, that crime, and to my mind, that crime is selling mushrooms, which I don't think should be a crime at all, but nobody should get locked up for 8 years.
Well, the biggest drug dealers on Silk Road only got, 10 years.
Right.
Yeah.
You know? And most of them are already out.
Yeah, there's murders.
So if that's what you think, then, Ross should be released right now.
And he talks about how, he sees murderers and rapists and other, good people that shouldn't be in prison be released, and it's basically, every time he sees people being reunited with their families, it's like a miracle, and he says, we need more miracles, and that's actually our tagline for Float Foundation, is we need more miracles. Because, and again, the time is now, we need to do something, and someone needs to do something, and I just believe that the boots on the ground strategy hasn't really been done yet. A lot of times, the victims of the state, they just get afraid to really do anything or act out in any way because they're afraid of what's going to happen to, obviously, the person that's incarcerated. But with some of these cases, it's gotten to the point where we're running out of choices.
Right.
And so I think this is, a decent strategy that we can run with. And we've got my father's blessing. We've got Lynn's blessing as far as
Lynn Albrecht, his mother,
Correct.
As not protesting at the prison.
Yeah. But potentially some other things. So we're talking some strategies with her. And obviously we want to be... sensitive to
mindful of what she wants
Absolutely.
To achieve.
Exactly.
I'd love to know what she wants to achieve at this point, because it seems to me that most of our options have run their course.
I think we need to go and be in Washington.
You can go to freeross.org. Freeross.org and sign the petition right now. Also check out float.app. That's spelled FLOTE. Float.app. Thank you, guys.
Thank you. And you can actually read more about the Float Foundation on float.biz.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com. and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Longevity. Teamgaday.com.
Appreciate what we do. Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live from Fort Fest 5, 2021. We are here at Rogers Campground. It's Aria and Mark broadcasting currently with the Porcupine Freedom Festival. Mark, you said you have you bought a new thing. King Mark has a new toy.
Yes, I bought a 3D printed blowgun with Monero, and that has to be the most Fork Fest thing ever said.
I'm glad that you used Monero. Last year, I believe I was the only person here making purchases with Monero. And, of course, this year, as we talked about, I'm limited to USD, which is
court order, after all.
Court order, yes. Yep. But, it would be nice if I could just, bring some amount of crypto and use some amount of crypto. But, no, just cash.
Yep.
Anyway, we are being joined by Kevin Craig, New Hampshire State Representative. Welcome to the show.
Thank you very much.
So how long have you been involved in New Hampshire politics?
Well, probably I was involved before we even moved here. In 2007, 2008, when there was a first attempt at a smoking ban in the state, I wrote to State Senator John Gallus, who represented District 1. He was a real estate agent in the city of Berlin. And I told him that I hate smoking, but I love freedom even more. And he actually read my letter on the floor of the Senate.
Nice.
In opposition to the smoking ban. So then we... later, we moved here in 2012, and I got my arm twisted to run for state representative. I promised my wife, don't worry, there's no way I could ever get elected, and I won by 6 votes.
Congratulations.
And then I won re-election, so I'm in my second term representing Lancaster and Dalton.
So this year, as I understand it, has been a banner year for liberty-oriented folks to be in the statehouse. That for whatever reason, something like 120, I need to look at the list, but it's something like 120 A-rated by the NHLA representatives. One
office.
That's
the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance.
Yeah, the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance, thank you. And for some reason, Republicans won handily in New Hampshire versus Democrats who won nationally. I don't know why that is. It's a strange set of circumstances. But it's also been a very strange year in so much as COVID's kind of kept the legislature from even getting together. What's it been like?
It's been interesting for sure. Certainly in 2020, when everything hit and everything was still under Democrat control except for the governor's office, they basically just crawled in a hole.
Yeah.
Wouldn't let us meet, wouldn't let us do anything. This year, we started out very interesting. We organized on the lacrosse field at University of New Hampshire.
Yeah, I think it's so hilarious that the Democrats were scared of getting COVID in their houses. They could have met in a Zoom meeting.
And, of course, we have done a lot of that when it comes to committee meetings.
Yep.
But now that the declared emergency is over, everything is back to in-person.
Okay,
so we are now meeting in person for House session days. But in order to maintain distance, we are using the indoor soccer fields at the New Hampshire Sportsplex in Bedford.
I haven't kept up with it. You said the state of emergency is over. Has Sununu actually lifted his state of emergency declaration?
Yes.
Okay. Good.
Yes, we are no longer under any declaration or emergency orders in New Hampshire.
Are there any moves in the state house or in the state senate to repeal his ability to do that?
Well, yes. Yeah, that's a huge issue.
Yes, that is a. We did have several bills to severely restrict his limits. That got. Rolled into the budget trailer, We have two budget bills. Okay. The first is always HB1, which is the amount of money that is collected and allocated to different agencies. Then there's HB2, which is the trailer bill that directs how the money will be spent and also makes changes to other statutory laws. So the trailer, HB2, includes a limit on the governor's ability to extend any states of emergency. He can issue emergency orders, but after 90 days, he must call a special session, and then in order to continue, the both houses of the legislature, the House and the Senate, must vote to extend his powers for him to continue to be able to do that.
Okay, sounds like a good step.
Well, yes, it is, but then the Senate, I believe, looked at the budget and said, we like everything just fine except this.
They did neuter it quite a bit, and here's where it gets Machiavellian. The House Freedom Caucus, as you noted, is huge and could absolutely kill a budget.
They could.
We could kill anything that we didn't want to pass.
And it's a great budget. Budget standards.
And,
yeah.
But this is our last chance to do this because the budget ends on June 30th.
Yep.
So we will not get another shot at this. And so there are those who... have more experience than I, who have opined that the governor hopes that we do kill it, because then he'll be able to get what he wants from the Democrats.
Right, and it's an interesting question. So at this point, most of the liberty-oriented people, for whatever reason, are Republicans in the State House. And the Republicans are in the majority, and the Republicans want the budget to pass. And the budget, by the standards of what libertarians want, is probably the best state budget ever passed in, the last 100 years.
I remember seeing the Free State Project's post about it and how people were freaking out on Reddit, calling it, it destroys the public education system and all this other stuff. Like, yeah. Awesome.
Right. So what it does is it gives people under a certain income threshold, twice poverty, it gives them their money from the taxes. So the money that would be allocated towards their kid or kids, they get that and they can spend it at private schools, charter schools, public schools, wherever, homeschools, whatever schools they want. And now the
which
people,
is good because
people who
public
make
schools are terrible.
People who make more than double poverty. Go ahead.
I believe it's 400% of the federal poverty level.
Okay.
And what is the poverty level, like 12,000 or something like that?
Oh, no, it's much higher than that.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
So I fall under the federal poverty level.
Okay. Right. You're not making money anymore, right? So anyway, whatever the amount is, if people make more than that, they don't get it. If they make less than that, they do. And then parents can make the choice what they want to do with their money. And does it destroy the public school system? Yes.
Well, that's
my God, it's awful.
That's only if parents choose not to put their kids in the public school system. And why would they?
Right. Why in the world would you ever send your kid to public school if you got the money from public school to send your kid to a private school? What parent in their right mind says, yes, by God, I want to send my kid to a public school rather than a private school?
Well, the problem I see is that, is there any potential of the parents pocketing this money?
Just to clarify a little bit.
I don't know everything.
It is not the full amount, because that's a ridiculous amount.
Yeah, it's like $15,000 a student.
Well, it's $17,000 or more in most school districts. Some of them are up to $30,000 per student.
This is the tuition at
right.
a private
and the,
school?
The amount
public?
Public. That's what they
for
spend
public
on
schools.
Public. This is New England. Welcome.
$17,000 to $30,000.
It ain't Mississippi anymore.
This is something that a lot of people don't understand. If you just look at your school's budget, divide it by the number of students, you will be shocked. And most of that, of course, is not spent directly on education. It's spent on facilities. It's spent on administration. It's spent on compliance with federal and state standards. It's spent on writing grants and in an effort to get more money to spend. So
it's also certainly
goes
so the government is spending money, or the public school systems are spending money in order to acquire more money, more grants. They're using grant money to acquire more grant money.
Well, they're doing that, but I think one more thing that needs to be said that a good representative Craig here is unlikely to say is that if you were going to create a government school system, you probably would logically say, let's spend more money and more resources on the students that are more likely to produce more for society and to make society more money, more prosperous, more whatever. The public school system has diminished to the point, has round down the toilet bowl to the point that they're spending the most money on the students who are least likely to produce the best results for society generally.
Well, you think that's how the government wants it, though? It doesn't want an army of super intelligent people running around thinking for themselves. It wants automata.
There is no government. There's just a bunch of people. And those people, what they want is more money. And and they're going to get it. They realize they can get it by saying, but this is a disadvantage. Well, yeah, disadvantage, but I mean, this is just a misallocation of resources entirely.
So families that decide to participate in the EFA, the Education Freedom Account, they don't get that full amount. They get the state aid equivalent, what's considered the minimum amount that's required for an adequate education as determined by the courts. And that is, pardon me, I don't know the exact figure. I believe it's in the neighborhood of $7,700.
So it's about half.
About half or less. And so then that they can then spend on homeschool resources. They can spend it on private school.
Yeah, homeschool. Can you imagine a homeschooler getting $7,000? It'd be amazing. I want to hear more about what's going on at the State House. Can you hold through?
Absolutely.
It's more coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.